This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is expected to suspend his campaign for president this afternoon. Dean, the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination before voting began this year, has not won any of the 17 primaries or caucuses. He finished a distant third yesterday in Wisconsin. Senator John Kerry won that contest with 40% of the vote. Senator John Edwards got 34%. Reporter Jody Wilgorin of the New York Times has been following the Dean campaign. She says Dean may leave open the prospect of returning to the race.
Most of the especially politically experienced people in the campaign really think this is the effective end of it, and that Howard Dean will and should devote his resources to some other political endeavor like electing congressional candidates or working on issues.
If it's a suspension, would he go off and attempt to raise more money for a time when he could resume active campaigning?
I'm not entirely sure, Bob. I think he's much more likely to try to raise money for other candidates at this point. I think that will show his power within the Democratic Party. The fundraising is what got the attention of other Democrats, and it's what other Democrats are most interested in. So I think he's more likely to use it to help congressional candidates and down-ballot candidates.
At what point do you think this decision was really made?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I mean, there are people in the campaign who have been saying and really believing for at least a week, if not two or three, that there was no hope. But Howard Dean keeps his own counsel, makes his own decisions, and it's not entirely clear to me whether his insistence over the last week that he would keep going was posturing to help win Wisconsin, or was that he really just wasn't ready to give up yet.
Well, it's been an extraordinary campaign ride for him, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, he went from, as a colleague of mine wrote today in the paper, that he went from asterisk to afterthought with a brief period as asteroid in between, and I think that's an apt description.
There's a good many people who like him, and one suspects that a lot of the people who are now pragmatically or for whatever reason going for Kerry might still like him.
I think people like what Dean showed he could do politically, particularly in terms of raising money, mobilizing volunteers, and reaching out to different constituencies, to new constituencies. As a person, he didn't really connect with voters, but I think that they like some of what he said and a lot of what he was able to do in the organization.
Do you think that he failed as a candidate, or did circumstances just conspire to draw everyone to John Kerry?
Well, I think it was really both things. I mean, I think that the way his candidacy grew and the fact that the field was so crowded and the fact that the calendar, the electoral calendar, was so fast this winter, all made it very difficult for him to translate this huge success in the fall into anything at the ballot box. I mean, he made repeated errors while the spotlight was hottest. His campaign offered sort of nothing to change the subject or distract. His organization was not as strong as anybody thought. So I think it was really a combination of context and candidate and campaign failures.
If he suspends the campaign, and if it's important for him to keep his name in the public eye, then he is unlikely to be endorsing another candidate.
Right, and that's really where the critical question comes in about whether he'll suspend or drop out. Some people think he's going to endorse John Edwards. Some of his supporters are urging him to support John Edwards as an alternative to Kerry. Others would prefer that he hold out and not endorse anyone. And some people think he should, you know, really hold out and just join the nominee when there is a nominee so that he can have the kind of strongest voice in the party.
Why do we get the impression he's leaning toward John Edwards?
Well, he's had some contact with him in the last couple of days, and you know, he said publicly that he thought John Edwards was a better candidate than John Kerry. John Edwards, like him, has spent only a little time in Washington, or Dean hasn't ever lived in Washington. Howard Dean has been really in opposition to John Kerry for at least a year, and a lot of his supporters just really don't like John Kerry. They think of him as the most traditional kind of politician, the opposite of Howard Dean, and so the idea of an alternative to that is really attractive.
Jody Wilgorin of the New York Times.